That's a major blow for the Axemen. The first out of the ninth inning on a pass ball thrown by Thornton. But Jake Perry is ahead in the count, 3-1. Here's the pitch. Swung on and lifted into left field. Williams running in. He will not be able to make the catch. He missed it. Peterson will score, and Perry is on first, reaching on an error made by Williams. 17-14 is the score now. So Williams drops the ball running in, and that's the first error of the night. Peterson is now hit for the cycle, by the way. Sam Peterson has the cycle for the Axemen. So this brings up Corbin Shaw. With the runner on first and Jake Perry, 17-14 lead. Perry leads off first. First pitch to Shaw is watch for a ball high and outside. If you walk Shaw, the tying run is on deck and Kendall digs. It's been a roller coaster of a baseball game tonight. 17-14 River Riders. Perry leads off first. Thornton comes home with the 1-0. Shaw watches strike one. Shaw tonight 0-for-4 with a walk. Just not his night. 1-1 count, one out. Perry drove in Peterson on a fielding error made by Williams and left. Thornton delivers the 1-1. Shaw swings and grounds it to second. Softly, Basler will field it cleanly and make the play to first for out number two, but Perry will advance to second. And now it is Kendall Diggs with Kyle Booker on deck. Diggs is the last out. The last out is always the hardest. So Corbin Shaw grounds out, advances Perry to second. Really, Goldsmith getting thrown out at home was a knife in the heart to any sort of momentum Kingsport was gaining in the ninth. But they still have a runner on second. Two outs now as Kendall Diggs comes up to bat with Perry on second. First pitch, Diggs watches for a ball outside, 1-0. Booker on deck. He has homered before this season. In fact, it was the only home run to clear the wall at Hunter Wright Stadium this year back in Kingsport. Perry leads off second. Thornton checks on him. Here's the 1-0. Diggs watches strike one. A heater from Thornton. Axemen trying to avoid losing their first game at Elizabethton this season, as here's a quick mound visit from the catcher Price. A 1-1 count on Kendall Diggs. He's 1-for-3 tonight. He's walked a few times. Elizabethton two strikes away of splitting the series. We'll see if Diggs has different plans. Thornton, the 1-1. Diggs watches a ball low and outside in the dirt. 2-1 on the Razorback. Good eye from Diggs. Thornton checks on Perry. Here's the 2-1. Diggs swings and misses, and the count is square on Diggs. The River Riders ahead 17-14. Diggs is down to his last strike. This rowdy crowd has been into it recently. Down to his last strike, Kendall Diggs in the lefty box. Thornton delivers the 2-2. Diggs swings and fouls it off. He's still alive. He is still alive. He's batting .267 on the year now. 4-for-15. Perry leads off second. 2-2 count, two outs. Diggs down to the Axemen last strike. Here's the pitch. Swung on and foul tipped back. Diggs hanging in there. All right, Kendall. And the manager, Jeremy Owens, will pick that ball up. 2-2 count, two outs. River Riders 17, Axman 14. It's been an instant Appalachia League classic. But the Axmen are down to their last strike. 2-2. Diggs swings and grounds it to second. Bassler fields it cleanly. The throw to first will get Diggs, and that'll do it. The River Riders win by a final score of 17-14. Hats off to both teams. They played an incredible ball game tonight. It's just River Riders get the best of them. 17-14 final score. I'll be in Greenville tomorrow. Tough loss for the Axmen. Have a good night. Stay classy, Kingsport.